Blog Talk Radio.
On the Traditional American Patriot Network. I'm Brenda Ward, your host, along with my co-host, Barbara Buffing, and we are here to take on the week in news. And of course, we're going to start off with the big story that's flowing all around Facebook and all around the media, and this is these demonstrators, protesters in Chicago that supposedly shut down the Trump rally, although I hear different opinions on that, and I don't know what to believe anymore because people are making things up and printing them. You know, Trump said because the cops told him not to, but I saw somewhere else where the cops said, no, we didn't tell him not to. But I'm going to address this for some folks because, you know, it's like, well, is Trump inciting violence? And then there's others that, no, it's not. It's the leftists and the Alinskys and blah, 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 this. Well, yes, that's true, folks. That's very true. It's in the 45 communist goals. It's been going on for years where these individual groups sponsored by George Soros, Black Lives Matter, MoveOn.org, other leftist groups, try to shut down free speech. They've done it to Ben Shapiro in several instances in several colleges. They've prohibited speakers from coming in to tell the truth about things because these kids are out of control, because that's what they've been indoctrinated with. It's no longer a matter of everybody has a right to free speech. It's we're going to shut you down if we don't want to hear what you have to say. And that's a leftist position. That's an indoctrination that comes from Bill Ayers. All of that is exactly true. So we need to be focusing the blame, most of the blame there. But what people are missing out is that I've thought for a long time we are on the verge of civil war in this country because of these groups, because of what the Democrats are doing. And it doesn't jive with mainstream American views. And when you have a presidential candidate who gets up there and says, somebody just punch him in the mouth, I'll pay your legal bills, we should just punch them in the face. You know, when somebody gets up there and starts, and then people are cheering him and cheering him, and then you have people doing graffiti about Jews and, you know, and supposedly in Trump's name. Now, whether that's true or not, I suspect that sometimes the agitators aren't necessarily from within the Republican Party, like the instance where they were wearing armbands for Trump, bringing back memories of Nazi Germany, and then they found out that, no, it was not the Trump campaign that was putting those out. So who's doing that? I don't know. But what I do know is that right now in this country, we need somebody in the office of the president that can unite this country. And I'm talking about the Black Lives Matters, and we need to stop the Black Panthers who want to kill white people. We need to stop the cop killing. We need to stop the hate. And you can't do that with somebody who generalizes hate toward groups of people. It cannot happen. And it just literally makes me ill to see what's going on in our nation today. And here we were looking optimistically toward this primary season because we were so sure. We had so many good candidates, conservative candidates, and we were going to take back Washington, D.C. And now we have a bunch of first-time voters. I know they're first-time voters. They have no idea how the delegate system works. Just wait till that happens and they have hissy cows and start violent protesting. They're having this in Cleveland, and that's going to be protested by Black Lives Matter. So just put in some of these Trump supporters out there. We're going to have riots in the streets in Cleveland. But because they don't understand that it's the delegates. You know, it's not how many states you win. You know, it's not how many popular votes you get, particularly when you have a field of four, because, you know, the vote's being split. And so far, we've seen mostly 60 to 70% are voting other. And to those 60 to 70%, I applaud you. Today, they interviewed a man and said, oh, they just voted for Trump because they just want to break up Washington, or they just want to. It was really a weird statement. It had nothing to do with fixing the problems and everything to do with just creating chaos.
Mm.
And folks, let me say, that is not the way forward for this country if we're going to get back on the right track. We're never going to get on the right track if we have another egomaniac in the White Office who thinks that he can make law, who thinks, I don't know what he thinks, but, you know, because when Ben Carson endorsed him, he says there's two Donald Trumps. Now, folks, and here's the thing with the Ben Carson supporters who are new to the process. Oh, Ben supports him, so we're going to support him. And I'm just thinking, where are your values?
Mm-hmm.
I had to leave the groups, you know, because Ben said, you know, it was between Trump and Cruz, but he didn't think Cruz could win in the general election. Now, okay, that's not what the polling shows, folks. That's not what the polling shows. The only one who doesn't win in the general election is Trump. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are people who normally vote Republican who are not going to vote for him. And the more he speaks and the more hate he spews, the worse it's going to get. And we're going to have a real problem. We're going to lose the Senate. And everything we have worked for the past 8 to 10 years is done because of what I'm going to call ignorant people. And with that, I'm bringing on my co-host, Barbara. Say hello to the folks.
Well, hello. You are so right. As usual, you know, you're right. People don't understand how it works. Now, also, look at the Democrat side. Bernie people are getting angry because Hillary is getting more delegates when he's winning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not making sense to them because they don't understand their super delegates.
Well, here's the thing.
But the super delegates can go in and vote for anybody.
Yeah, and you'll notice that's on the Democratic side. We don't really have super delegates on the Republican side, not to the extent that the Democrats do. You know, we do proportional delegates, which I like, because if you're getting, one's getting 30 and one's getting 28%, I think they both should get delegates, you know, because that, you know, and most states have a limit. You know, Rubio didn't get as many as Cruz because he didn't hit the 20% limit, but I think that's a more fair representation of the people. But you're absolutely right. I think that's going to be funny to watch because, you know, Democrats are already the violent protesters. So when they realize that, you know, Bernie may very well, he's closing in on Hillary in Ohio and Illinois. And I think North Carolina maybe. No, I don't know. Anyway,
they're closing the gap here.
Yeah, and in Missouri, nobody knows what's going to happen because they don't poll in Missouri, but I think Missouri went Santorum last time, so that could be very well Cruz, and it could be, it seems like where Cruz wins, Sanders wins, which is an interesting phenomena. I'm not sure what kind of significance to put on that, but I guess we'll find out a little more about that. Yeah, it's weird. You know, it just,
well,
it's,
actually, where it's Republicans only,
yes,
then that's where Trump has been, I mean, Cruz has been winning.
Yeah.
Where it's an open election, you know, vote for anybody, mm-hmm. that's where Trump seems to be winning.
Yes. And that's what's scary.
Yes.
Because those people are
because
either one.
Because there's Democrats voting for him.
Yeah, and are they voting for him because they want him, or are they voting for him so that in the general they can beat him?
Exactly.
You know? And you cannot tell his supporters anything. You try to tell them, they're not going to vote for him. This is on, well, that's on you then if Hillary wins. And I'm like, not this time. No, you're not playing that game with me because I have just told you what happened in 2012. about the people who wouldn't vote for Mitt Romney. Those people aren't going to vote for Trump.
Right.
And then we've got people like me and my friends who are like, I don't think I can pull the lever. I don't think I can push the button for him. And then if they run a constitutional conservative, we may very well have a very strong third-party candidate. You know,
yeah.
Ben Sasse. Because I'm telling you what, it's 60 to 70% other.
Well, that's I heard today that within the next couple, I think in April sometime, the rule makers are going to rewrite the rules on the Republican side.
So they can't.
So here's
that,
my problem.
Have a big problem. Oh, I don't agree with that.
Exactly. Exactly my point.
It's like you can't do that. They can't do that. You can't just change the rules mid-election. You made the rules to fit so it would suit you, so you could push people out. And just because you don't like the candidate that's winning doesn't mean you get to change the rules.
Right.
You know, sorry, no, that doesn't work that way. Now, once it gets to the convention, if it's a contested convention, you know, the rules are, I think that they vote, they have to, first round, they have to vote for who they're bound to. And then second round, they can vote for any of them.
Right.
One thing that scares me there is that, you know, it's been Cruz and Trump have been getting the majority of the votes. And it could be very well if that happens that Kasich could pull off the win, depending on who the delegates are. Now, I know in the past there were quite a few Ron Paul delegates. I know there's other delegates. I mean, people who have been working this process for a while or have, you know, got their names in to be delegates, whether they'll be representing the states or not, I don't know. But that's not an assurity because some of these people, like Rudy Giuliani, are backing Trump. Why?
I know.
Damn.
I know. And Jeff
and then,
Sessions.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we haven't heard any more of him since then, have we? So
actually, he did. He was on something today.
Oh, was he? Okay. I wasn't.
Yeah.
If it's anything to do with Trump, it gets turned off. I tell you what, we turned on the channel the other day. I just wanted to, my husband's like, well, the news would be better than this. We turned our rules. They're covering a Trump rally.
Yeah.
Why is Fox News covering Trump rallies? Why
yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
It irritates me. It's just irritating to me that they would do this. Why are you doing this? And so I don't know. But it's like with these protests, Trump does play a part in it because of his rhetoric. I'm sorry. You can't take an angry crowd because we already know from all the polls that they're all angry. And then
and
they
that's
think
what, that's
like, we need to beat them
doing.
Up. You know,
he's
we need to
feeding into their anger. He's not
he
doing
is.
Anything else.
Exactly. And that's why I hold him responsible because he knows they're angry people. And yet, oh, in the old days, we would have just knocked him out cold and carried him out on a stretcher. You know, that
mm-hmm.
incites violence. And as you
right.
said, in Carolina, North Carolina, or North Carolina?
Fayetteville, North Carolina, from their thing the other night. And I was just over at Greg Brannon for Senate little
mm-hmm.
rally over there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was over there at the in Fayetteville. He said afterwards, outside, he said it was unbelievable. He said there were like 30 cops that were trying to keep people in line, and it wasn't working. They were having a really hard time.
I know. It's I don't know. He needs, and like I said, I know we've had this problem. You and I both know this, and this country is on the verge of civil war, and these people are too stupid to know it. So they're voting for the most angry candidate that we have. And then the man's just going to do what he wants to when he gets there. He's not going to do anything he promises. Oh, he might do some of it. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do because the problem is he's even said right out that, yeah, I know. I mean, Ben Carson even said, well, you know, he knows he can't do half of what he talks about.
Right.
It's like, how people...
Because he doesn't know the bounds for the president and how the system works under the Constitution of the United States.
He doesn't
have that concept. He knows, I mean, he's actually been saying that he's paid off people and he's said things nice about Hillary just so she can give him what he wants in another country.
Oh, yeah. It's all about him. It's all about greed.
Yes.
And he thinks he can, as president of the United States, he can do the same thing. Well, who's he going to buy people with? Our money? You know?
Well, you know, that's another thing he says. You know, hey, the government's going to pay for it. Well, you dumbass, the government doesn't have any money. It's our money.
It's our money. That's right. It's the people's money. And that's kind of frightening, too, because, you know, although I have heard him say he'd get rid of the Department of Education and something else, but, you know, will he? I don't know. You know, I don't really know if he will. Ted Cruz, I know if he says something, he will do it.
Exactly.
And the reason we know
it.
That
yep.
is because if you've watched his career in Washington, as you and I have, and many others,
yep.
you know why they don't like him in the Senate. It's because the
yep.
junior senators are supposed to go in and keep their mouths shut. According to the party leadership in Washington, that's not how it is constitutionally. And Ted Cruz didn't
right.
do that. Ted Cruz has been called names. He's been verbally attacked by his colleagues. And yet he stood strong on what he promised the people of Texas. And I'm going to tell you,
yep.
all you veterans out there think he didn't sign off on the GI Bill because it was for veterans, you need to look at what else was in the bill and the reason he wouldn't sign on to it. Because that's mostly the reason they don't sign these bills, is there's usually something not good for the American people in them. And
right.
that's another thing that needs to be turned around in Washington, this nonsense about tacking good bills onto horrible bills
bad
just
bills.
To get their way.
Yep.
And that's what they do. That's what they do in Washington. And
that's what they've been doing for years.
Yes. And the only way to change that is to get, you know, these constitutional conservative Tea Party kind of folks into the Senate.
Right.
How is that going to happen if Donald Trump is the nominee? And he's getting
yeah.
Democratic votes. Think about it, folks. We could lose every little inch we've gained and more is a possibility.
Yes.
Now, I don't know for sure. I don't read the future. But I do know there's a lot of people, Ben Shapiro included, who aren't going to pull that lever for Trump.
Right.
And that's another story in the headlines today. Ben Shapiro resigned from Breitbart News. You know, Breitbart warned about
yes.
Donald Trump in 2011 and told people then he's not a conservative. And the people that support him, they don't care. They don't care. They don't
but
know.
But you know why, right? Because Michelle Fields was injured by Trump and his cronies, and Breitbart did not back her.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't back her.
And these smear campaigns coming out from Trump about how she's lying and everything else. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
She's got the bruises to show it.
Yeah.
So here you
I
go.
Know.
You blaming the victim?
Yep. That's what Trump does. Trump does it rather well. Takes no responsibility. You remind you of anybody else? It's one of the things I hate most about Obama is he never takes responsibility. Even
right.
now, he's going around blaming Europe for Libya.
I heard that. And, speaking of Europe, Angela Merkel there, her numbers aren't too big up there, so she's a little upset. But she still says that she's not going to back off her refugee program.
I know.
It's like
they get
the people of your country
that.
Don't want it.
I know.
And how dare, you know, that's the thing. You know, Obama comes out and says the majority of people. Who the hell is he talking to?
College
kids? He's not talking to the American people. He's
no.
talking to the illegals who want to stay here. He's talking to the little victims that act like victims. But he's not talking to the American people. The American people are sending stuff and screaming and talking, and he's not listening. He doesn't care because it's all about him and his legacy. His legacy is he's the worst president that this country ever had, ever.
ever.
Including Jimmy Carter.
He's like caused so much division and caused so much chaos in the world, and nobody trusts us in the world, and you know, indoctrinated a whole generation of children, and they're just playing right into the hands of these socialist communists, which is what actually Bernie is. Something yeah. I was warned about in 2007, and they don't seem to understand what socialism is, you know. Because they look at...
No, they don't.
They're taught in theory. Yeah, in theory, a utopia society is great, but it never works that way because it's always the people at the top, just like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
The bad guys... How many people has Hillary Clinton employed in her lifetime? But how many millions of dollars has she taken from the American people?
Right.
And yet she'll sit there and badmouth, you know, Mitt Romney or Donald Trump.
Republican.
Yeah,
evil Republican.
Of course, Donald Trump, I have this beef with him, too. If he's so pro-America, why is he making his stuff in China and Mexico? Because it's all about business. It's all about himself. It's not about America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that irritates me. And, of course, it never sticks. No matter what you say, no matter what he says or does, sticks. You know, and these people just don't care. They don't care. That is a
They're like Obama
sad.
Followers.
Yeah. Oh, well, some of them
which
still think
scary.
Which is like, okay, yeah, okay. Blacks are in the highest poverty ever, but yeah, Obama's done a great job. Did a great job with race relations, too, and he's not the one causing division. It has nothing to do with him. And then,
well,
you know,
talking
crazy
to somebody
and these crazy Washington establishment people still don't get it, you know.
Right.
They still don't get it, and that's why I am seriously considering if they put up a good candidate on a conservative party, if Donald Trump is a nominee, I'm seriously considering voting on that third party candidate.
Yeah,
I just don't know that I can vote for Donald Trump. You know, I'm going to have to pray a lot about it.
But I don't, you know,
I just don't know that I can do it.
You know, the thing that scares me is if
What's
we
that?
Don't. Hillary being president, that scares me more.
I don't know. I don't know that it does. I mean, this man is going to have his hand on the nuclear buttons. You know, and here we have in Korea, North Korea, he's got a hydrogen bomb. He says he can
That's
hit Manhattan.
Psycho.
You know, and Iran is sending up missiles. Now, and yet, you know, that's against UN sanctions. Yet it doesn't violate our deal with Iraqis because we didn't put it in the deal. You know, this is how bad the deal is with Iran. And yet Donald Trump doesn't talk about repealing it. Donald Trump talks about making it a better deal. You cannot make better deals with crazy people who want to kill you and your allies, which is Israel. And this is another thing that bothers me. Israel is our strongest ally in the Middle East. And let me tell you, the Jews were in Jerusalem long before any of these other people were.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they went to worship, in Jerusalem. So don't tell me the Palestinians were there first. Don't feed me your bull line about history. Because if you want to do history, let's go back to the biblical times and find out where the Jews were first. You know,
mm-hmm.
And yet he sits there, he's going to make a deal. It'll be a tough deal. Oh, that'll be really my toughest deal. When he talks, he repeats himself over and over again, says the same thing, it's going to be great.
And that's all he does,
That's all he does. That's all he does. And
but he also said, he also says that you give a little to get a little. So he will compromise his principles.
He doesn't have
it. I don't even see where he's got principles.
Yeah,
to be quite honest.
So he's willing to make the deal wherever the deal is if he thinks it's a good deal, and he doesn't care. There are no principles. He has no core principle. If you have a core principle, it never changes. You know, just like I'm a pro-life.
Right.
That core principle never changes. Okay? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not so hardcore that I won't say, okay, we'll accept the cases of rape and incest because I'm smart enough to know, number one, those are less than 5% of all abortions, so we're going to be saving millions of babies.
Right.
You know? And I'm smart enough to know that we're not going to get it back all at once. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I know that to make this move forward, you know, you have to give that clause for them. And when you give that clause for them, then they're willing to agree with you. And then how many millions of babies do we save, right? And because in the case of the health of the mother, that's going to be done at a hospital anyway, whether we say so or not. I mean, if a woman's got cancer and she's pregnant, they're going to offer her that abortion. They do that. I know that for a fact because that's what I do. And you want to call me and tell me I'm a liar. You can call me 657-383-1908. But I know for a fact they do. You know, that's a true case of health of the mother. Normally, they can deliver the baby if it's like preeclampsia or that kind of, they can deliver the baby and give it a chance to live, you know. So very rarely is it truly a case of the mother, but in a cancer case, that's where it changes because cancer feeds on hormones, and you can't always give chemotherapy or radiation until the baby's of a certain age. So, yeah, and they will get those in the hospital. So, you know, that's just a myth perpetuated by Planned Parenthood. Cases of incest, Planned Parenthood doesn't even report it when it's an underage child that's brought in by a father or stepfather that's been impregnated. They don't even report it to authorities, so the incest goes on, the rape goes on.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't doing any favors. Planned Parenthood does no favors for any women or girls in America.
You know, so, I got to say this, because when Hillary was doing a town hall with Brett Baer last week, she had turned around and she said that Roe versus Wade is now in the Constitution. So, I went that shit crazy, and I started in Twitter. I'm like, it's not a part of the Constitution. It was a ruling by the judge, by the courts. That's all it was.
The legal rulings,
but
technically.
The people that follow her keep on their word.
They're like clueless. Just like the ones following Trump when they try to say that, you know. It's just pure hate that I see come out of them. I mean, it's just the rhetoric is so ratcheted up. It was one of the reasons I liked Ben Carson, because I really know, deep in my heart, we need unity in this country and we don't have it. And I've felt for a long time, we're on the verge of a civil war in this country, you know, because, you know, the blacks are talking about killing whites, they're killing police officers, there's these wars, you know, going on, and, oh, black lives matter, but you can't say white lives matter, because the only lives that matter in this country are black lives, according to this movement. And, you know, so it just, when I see these kind of things, that's why I was supporting Ben Carson, because I thought, well, he can actually calm the storm. He can call and Trump isn't doing that. Trump is inciting it. He's stirring it up. He's whipping it up, and
that's
why
I was very surprised. I was really surprised Ben Carson went with him. Like, why didn't he go with Rubio or Kasich?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because their numbers were low.
Because their numbers were low. Yeah, and he knows Donald Trump. They've been friends. So there are two Donald Trumps.
Oh, my husband just said, you know, because they're establishment, so he didn't want to go with establishment.
Well, Rubio's not really total establishment, not like a Kasich. You know, he's not.
No,
he's
not like a Kasich.
He was part of the Tea Party in 2010. Yes, did he try to work with the establishment? Yes, he did, but I think he realizes that mistake. I don't consider him full establishment. I would certainly take him over Trump any day, because at least I know what I'm getting. And that's the problem I have with Trump, is you don't know what you're getting. And I keep looking at him because I'm seeing people like Rudy Giuliani, who's a very smart man, and he's been friends with Trump for years, endorse him. And then I'm like, so what does he know that I don't? You know, and then I'm like, but if that's true, he's just out there lying to all these people just to get himself elected.
Right.
So then he's just a typical politician.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. They lie to get elected, and then they just do whatever they want to. And I kind of waffle between these things. Like, you know, well, if I'm praying, so if God makes him our nominee, then I guess that's God picking who. But then I'm thinking, he praises Planned Parenthood.
Yeah,
he spouses the party line on Planned Parenthood, because you know it's all It's all a bunch of lies about what good they do for women, because they're not about that. Mm-hmm. They're about going in and teaching young kids about, you know, sex and abortion, and they don't ever give you the alternative of adoption. And so, you know, when he starts spouting, well, they do all these good things for women. They don't even have clean clinics. How can they do the good things for women? You know who does good
right.
things for women? Privately pregnancy centers that are everywhere in every city and every state. They're the ones that actually do good things for women and for the family. But they don't get supported by the government. And they certainly don't put money into political campaigns.
Right. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why nobody even knows them.
No, you don't. But we have one here in town, and I'm just very glad my daughter went there when she was younger. She was 16 and got pregnant, and she went to this thing called the Hope Center. And so my 11-year-old grandbaby I have, he's 11 now, you know. But, you know, I'm just so glad that she chose to go to one of those pro-life
right.
before she came and told me. It's like, you know, she didn't tell me first, you know, so... worried I would react. Well, yeah, you're disappointed, but you still support them. Unconditional love for our children, that it, you know,
right.
yeah, I'm kind of sad because you're so young, but, you know, it's like, okay, we'll get through
right.
this, you know. But I was just so glad that she chose one of those places to go to, you know, and not
right.
some Planned Parenthood abortion meal. You know, and of course they're getting shut down all across the country. But again, the courts are jumping in and trying to override
because
the state law.
Because they're closing them down because they're unsanitary.
Yes, exactly. They are.
And the women are mad because they have nowhere else to go. Well, how about close your legs?
Yeah, how about be a little responsible, you know. And yeah, exactly, because they're killing themselves that way too, Barbara.
I know.
You know. Seeing a rise in cervical cancer in younger patients, and we're
uh-huh.
seeing it because the HPV virus is a sexually transmitted disease, and it causes cancer. And it's
right.
killing people. It's killing women. It's killing women. And they also have linked, you know, an increase, I think, in breast cancer to abortions. You know, but they don't want to study it too closely, you know, because that would be a bad thing to do. But, you know, you've got an abrupt halt in your hormones. You know, it's doing stuff to your body. It has to be, you know, before
right.
you're ready, you know, because you've got these hormones fluctuating and all of a sudden, even when spontaneous abortions, you know, people have had issues. And some of these women can never have children again because they mess them up so bad. And some of them are still dying because these doctors don't have privileges at the local hospital because they're not fit to be a physician.
Right. Look at Gosnell. Good God Almighty.
Yeah. You
Nobody
know,
ever talks about him.
Nobody ever.
Clinic.
No, except for maybe Carly. I'm so glad Carly endorsed Cruz. It's like, yes,
me too.
Yes, she got it right. You know, smart
yeah,
one there.
Yeah, I was really
you know,
glad.
I was really glad because
see,
you know,
I said that a long time ago. Cruz the arena ticket.
Be a good ticket.
I said that months ago.
Yeah, because we need to have either a minority or a woman on the ticket, and I think more woman, and I always thought Carly would be a great vice president. And Cruz and Carly together would be phenomenal because they're both very intelligent and articulate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I think that would be a good ticket. And the only way I might vote for Trump is if he put Carson as his vice president, because Ben Carson said in an interview he wouldn't accept that job unless he had input into the administration and to policy. And I think I read somewhere where, you know, Trump was having him work on his education policy, and, you know, education is very big to Ben Carson. But
but
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that because the man is not a Christian. I'm sorry. And I'm saying that. Okay, call me out, 657-383-1908. One of the mainstays of Christianity is, what did Jesus, how humble was Jesus? How humble was Jesus? And
right.
how many times are we told to not be full of pride in self?
Mm-hmm.
And how we are supposed to be humble. And we are supposed to love even our enemies. And I fail on this aspect many times. You know, I do. I fail some. So, you know, but you can tell by his actions that he does none of that. I mean, when you stand up and you talk about the little crackers, you know, doesn't understand the meaning of the Lord's Supper, which is a mainstay of Christianity that was instituted
right.
by the Lord himself before he was crucified on the cross. It's a remembrance of his right. death on the cross. And it is such a mainstay of Christianity. And he talks about it in such a disrespectful way.
Yeah.
So it's just, for me, there's so many fronts that I'm having trouble with a Donald Trump. However, polls can be wrong. Best case scenario, Kasich takes Ohio. I think he's going to. In most of the polls, he's even or he's ahead. And we know that most people don't like Trump, so I'm pretty sure Kasich's going to take Ohio. Not a Kasich fan, but in this case, if he could take Ohio and keep Trump from those delegates, I'm all on board for that. And you know what I'm saying? Now, in Florida, apparently the internal polls that Rubio's getting are a lot closer than what they're reporting, these 20-point leads. I'm having a real hard time believing that it's a 20-point lead in Florida. But I guess we'll find out tomorrow night. And hopefully people
right.
will get out and vote in droves. And, you know, there's a lot
yeah,
of
man. I'm there.
Yeah, because you're voting tomorrow, too. So, Carolina,
yes,
they've got Trump up there, but that don't mean anything. Have they called you to poll you? And there's so many new voters voting.
No, they haven't.
And this is the late deciders. A lot of it depends on late deciders, where they go, you know. And a lot
yes.
of it depends, there's a lot of first-time voters. So, these people aren't getting polled because they're first-time voters.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things that can happen. In Illinois, I heard that Cruz was kind of making a move in Illinois. So that would be, that's a proportional
thing.
That
would thing. Be awesome.
The only two winner takes all tomorrow are Ohio and Florida. So our best case scenarios is that Rubio wins one, Kasich wins the other. Be great if Cruz would win, but we don't.
But then that will keep them in.
That's like that happening. Huh? What's that?
That would keep them in.
That would keep them in. But at this point, I don't see any other alternative except a contested convention. And then the other states, Missouri and Illinois, they're proportional depending on how many counties you win. So, you know.
Right,
So that's, you know, not so big of a deal. It's these winner-take-all contests, which, number one, I don't think are fair. If you've got three people polling close to 30%, I think they all should have a share of the delegates because one didn't outright win that. Unless you're over 50%, you have not outright won, you know. That's just a fact. If you're not at 51%, you did not win, you know.
Right.
You tied for, you barely beat them in a three-way tie, basically. And so I'm not a fan of, you know, all the delegates going to one candidate. The Republican Party did this to try to get their nominee settled early. So they've done this to us.
Mm-hmm.
What else haven't they done to us? You know, what else haven't they done to us? Take away our vote and our say. You know, here in Indiana, I might actually get a say in this election in May. I will be watching closely because if it's not settled, I'm going to be out there getting people out for Cruz because he's going to be the one with the second highest numbers. Obviously, he's only, 90 behind Trump in delegate count? So tomorrow is going to be a big play on what happens with the delegates. But let's remember this. Even after tomorrow, I think there's only Trump's not even going to be halfway there after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've got time. We've got time to turn this around. And maybe nobody gets to the 1237, but what happens if Cruz comes out with more delegates? Because that is a possibility.
Right.
And so we need to quit listening to the talking heads because, you know, the talking heads have already called this for Trump from the after the first vote. You know, it's like, people, this is a 50-state process, but they've been trying to call it for Trump from day one. So don't listen to them. Don't, if you're listening to me now, Trump doesn't have it. And there was some woman in North Carolina. Well, I voted for Trump because I just think Cruz can't win. Really? That's what's going to doom this nation.
That's right.
Vote for the person you know is the better candidate for this country.
That bothers me, too.
We just wanted to shake everything up, so we voted for Trump. It's like, do you even know that we're on the verge of a civil war in this country? You know, you don't, obviously, because the media doesn't tell you these things. You don't. You have to read these things and search them out for yourself. And then we have, of the 124 illegal immigrants that were released from jail, they've been charged in 138 murder cases under, you know, Obama's release program.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement has revealed that 124 illegal immigrant criminals released from jail by the Obama administration since 2010 have been subsequently charged with murder. And see, this is one of the reasons Trump gains a lot of ground, because he says he's going to deport them all. Well, all of them are going to be these illegal ones that, you know, that committed crimes. All the criminals are going, no matter who you elect for president. It doesn't have to be Trump. You know, they're going to get rid of them. It's the other ones, the ones that have been here 30, 40 years and working and think they're American, that you're going to have a problem with. And so, you know, when he spouts his stuff about the wall, I mean, it's like, really, there's a lot more wrong in this country than building a wall. We have ISIS to contend with. We have Black Lives Matter to contend with. We have so many things going on in this country right now that need focused on. And he even admits, all I got to do is say I'm going to build a wall and they'll come right back to me. So what he's doing, he's calling his supporters stupid. And they don't care. They don't care. And they call Ted Cruz a liar. You know what? Cut it out already. The man has, you know, the man is lies a lot less than Trump does. I don't know why.
People that do that, people that have to put other people down to build up their ego,
they're not as good as they think
useless.
They are. Yeah,
exactly.
If you had the record and you had the policy, you wouldn't have to be putting other people down like Trump does to actually make yourself better. And your supporters wouldn't be doing that. I mean, they are literally mind-boggling to me. I'm just like, I'm not even going to say anything to you because you just have lost your mind.
And that's what, you know, and it really honestly baffles the daylights out of me.
It
where
does.
So many people that we know that are for him.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, really? Are you serious?
Yeah, people that I
How
thought
can
were
this
good.
Be? You're
strong.
Smarter than that.
Yeah, I thought
you
so.
You don't see through this bullcrap? That's what I don't understand. How could you not see through him?
I don't know. Or they just don't care. I don't know. They think he's going to, because nothing else has worked, if we send in this man, that he'll shake up Washington so bad. Or but he's part of it.
I don't know.
He gave Rand Emanuel $50,000. And he says it's for business. That's a flat-out lie, because there's plenty of businessmen who don't do that.
Right.
It really, really upsets me, you know, really upsets me when they say those kind of stupid things. It just like, I don't know. And I honestly, and then Jan Morgan, you know, she endorses Ted Cruz.
Oh my God, I saw that.
You don't get to pull your endorsement. Because in reality, Ted Cruz is right. You can't incite violence. You can incite violence with your rhetoric, specifically if you know that there's already problems in the world and you're making it worse.
Right.
And yes.
We also know, too, that we're not going to agree with everything a candidate says.
No, we're not. But I'm sure not going to be trusting a man who talks out of both sides of his mouth and has never proved
sure.
And his life. His life, he's never proved any moral standard. You know, he's sleeping around with married women and he's had three wives and, you know, I mean, he he has not walked the walk. He's filed four bankruptcies off, and they're not personal bankruptcies. It's the law. I can do it. Well, you know, a lot of good people work really hard so they don't have to do that. You know, they don't just go
right
floppy and think, well, I'll just bail if it gets rough, you know, and leave other people holding the bag. You know, that's not good business.
Right.
And the only way he gets away with it is because he's worth, I don't know how much he's worth because he won't release his tax returns, but, you know, he says he's worth billions. People don't think it's that much. And he certainly he's not claiming near that much. There's something in his tax returns that he doesn't want people to see.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Well, you know, it has to be. Why hasn't he released them? Oh, I'm under audit. They audit me every year because I'm a conservative. Ah!
Yeah, I don't think so, dude.
That is just hilarious to me. Just really unbelievable. And then
it was even funnier when they came out and said, oh, no, he could go ahead and do, he could release his tax returns. It has nothing to do with the audit. It
has nothing whatsoever. And then Sarah Palin's husband was injured in an accident, and all I can figure out is maybe he's not as bad as, he's in the ICU, but she goes to a campaign event. All I can figure out is they must have told her he was stable, because why else would you do that? Why would you put politics above your family? I wouldn't.
Well, that doesn't say much about her either. And I really never cared for her.
Well,
never,
I did it first
ever.
Because she took on the establishment in Alaska, the Good Old Boys Club, and she took them down in Alaska. So I know she does that, but it's just like she kind of weirded out, you know, after a while. I don't know.
The Alaskan, he has said that she has she has wavered on her principles as governor. And I was surprised to have heard that. But he lives there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So he knows.
I'm just totally baffled. And it's just like, the minute she endorsed Trump, it was like, ooh, there's another one off my list.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding out who the really true conservatives are. We really are. We're finding out who really stands on principle and who stands for limited government, because this is a man who's part of the Washington establishment. Part of what the Washington establishment is the money. It's the lobbying money. It's the billions and millions of dollars that get poured into our congressmen pockets. And Donald Trump is one of those people.
One of the people putting the money in the pockets. You're exactly right.
It's going to be any difference when he gets to Washington.
Of course
now,
not.
If you look at his business record, it's not that great. Many of his businesses, like I think he sells his names to corporations or something, and they're not doing that well. I don't know. And then he says, I'm a unifier. And yet he gets into his, and then he starts bashing people. He's still going after Rubio. Still, you know, calling people names. And then he's saying we need to punch him in the eye. And, of course, that one supporter of his did hit that protester in the eye. But, no, he's not responsible.
I know, right?
He's not like an adult and acted like an adult. These things wouldn't be happening because you wouldn't be saying these hateful things. You know, you would be saying, you know, you have your right to your First Amendment speech, but I'm talking here, and could you please escort them from the room? He's got Secret Service. That's all he's got to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. You don't have to say stuff like that. That's not necessary.
Right.
You know, or like Ted Cruz did with Code Pink and brought them up on stage and had a discussion with them. That's how you win people over. You don't accomplish anything by returning the violence with violent rhetoric. You don't accomplish anything. And I know we're kind of harping on this, but, you know, this is all the news media puts out. And I don't get any. Are you getting anything substantial in your feed? It's like, oh, my
no.
goodness. I'm not. And I mean, on the news, you're not even getting it on the news, which is scarier because, you know, Olivia, we know, is in chaos, and we're not getting any of that on the news. And, you know, it's crazy. It's really, really crazy.
It is definitely mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling altogether. And
he has a little thing. He has Ted Cruz, one of the candidates, and there's a picture of Ted Cruz on top and then Donald Trump on the bottom. It says, one of these candidates fought the D.C. establishment. The other financed it.
I know, but they don't get it. I guess he's going to partially withdraw his troops from Syria. But he's also, of course, the UN is like debating now on these missile launches from Iran because they don't technically violate the deal that the U.S. made with them. So therefore, it's back to the United Nations, whom we all know who will do nothing without the U.S. doing it. And so nothing's going to be done. And Russia is saying nothing should be done about their missile launches, with their missiles saying, you know, destroy Israel, whatever, you know. This world is a dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
We really need somebody who has a clue as to what's going on. And so I'm just urging you guys to research the candidates. Look at their go to their websites and check out what their policies are and whether the policies make sense. Check out where they stand on the life issue if you're a pro-life voter. You know, for many, that is the case, and they will not vote for somebody who is not, they don't perceive to be pro-life enough. They wouldn't vote for Romney.
Right.
And Romney had been pro-life he had a good reason for being pro-life or changing his stance, and they wouldn't support him. So if you think they're going to support Trump, you've got another thing coming. And that's the Republican.
Right.
That's the base of the Republican Party. And so for so many years, we've been forced to vote for the establishment candidate. And now we're going to have to, they want us to vote for a man who's worse than the establishment.
And and that's why if they go for a brokered convention, then that's when, you know, the establishment is going to step in. And that's when all hell's going to break loose.
I know, it is. Because they're going to try to push Kasich. That's who they'll try to push. And he hasn't, he's got 6% of the delegates right now. I mean, he's not even close.
Well, I also heard that people were starting to endorse and look at Ted Cruz, but under Ted Cruz's terms. Because Ted Cruz is not wavering on his principles.
Right. Well, and here's the thing, Mike Lee, who is another great conservative fighter in Washington.
He endorsed him. Yay, finally.
He was holding off because he likes both Rubio and Cruz, but he saw that Cruz is the one that's winning. He's won 8 states now, so I think he's actually available for nominee. I need to look up these rules before we talk again, and I think next week you're going to be gone, so we're not going to be having a show, but the week after.
Right.
Come up with this. We might know more about the nomination process or where we stand, and if it's going to be a contested convention, what actually happens. I think to actually have your name in the first round of voting, you have to have won 8 states. But there's only one candidate besides Trump who's done that, and that is Ted Cruz because he took Wyoming, and so
he
has 8 states now. So he might be on that first round of ballots. And if Rubio and Kasich, I think you can release your delegates, were to release their delegates, they might actually go for Cruz in that first round. I'm going to look that up so that we can be a little bit more informed for our listeners because nobody really seems to know exactly what happens.
Right.
I'm watching
right.
They don't really explain it to me either. So I'm going to make that something I'm going to look up this week, and in 2 weeks we'll discuss it a little more if we still have, you know, multiple candidates at that point, because it's important to know. It's important to get it out there so that we're not having rioting in the streets and in the convention and ugliness that's going to happen. We know it's going to happen at the Democratic convention because they're going to say, well, Bernie won these states. Why doesn't he have the delegates? That's going to be very interesting. At least on our side, you know, the delegates are proportionate to who wins. And but it's still, I mean, the rules are there can be a contested event. And Donald Trump likes to play those rules. Remember, he filed four bankruptcies because it said he could.
That's right.
So don't walk it.
And he cheats on his taxes because there's loopholes that he knows to go through.
Because he can. You know,
yeah.
And yet, you know, he's got the liberal policy that the rich are going to pay more, which, you know, this is another indication that he's not a conservative. Conservatives have never been for that. They've never, ever been for that. And there are just so many indications of where he truly stands on policy that, I don't know. I just don't know anymore. This is the wackiest thing I've seen.
Yeah. I think everybody anybody who's paying attention at all. I mean, really, you really. How could I don't understand people who don't pay attention. I was actually somewhere today, and I said, "Polls open at 6:30 tomorrow morning." She goes, "But I don't know any of the candidates." I said, "You better read up on them." And she said, "Well, I can wait till November." No,
I know.
You can't.
I don't. I know. Well, you should have said, well, you do know they're on the verge of electing Donald Trump.
Oh, I didn't. I was actually in the bank.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, that they said some people are finally waking up to the realization that if they don't get out and vote in the primary, that Donald Trump could be the nominee. You know, most people just scoffed at it. You know, they didn't think that would ever happen.
Right.
But they don't pay attention. They don't pay attention to the primaries. I've been a primary voter all my life. I vote in the primaries. But I've had two people this week. What's with your Ben Carson guy? I don't know. I have no clue. I am stumped. I have absolutely no clue. And this is why, and it just kind of feeds into the whole circus that has been this campaign. It's like, I don't know. Why did Rudy Giuliani, who I consider a smart man and a fairly decent mayor, you know, and they've been friends. Everybody that seems to be friends with him, they like him.
Giuliani also was the mayor of New York. Now, my daughter told me that Trump started a building on Jones Beach. And he started a hotel and stopped. So I wonder if that was one of his bankruptcies where it just came to a halt.
Might have been. Or is that just one that's not in the list, you know? His record is not all that great. Is when you look at the money that he had and what he's done, I don't know. Of course, he probably pays a lot of alimony too. So
yeah, I know, right?
You know, hey, I don't know.
I'm sure he paid
really
some child support throughout his years.
Yeah, through all these years, and then that's another conundrum because I look at his children. It's like, I mean, they're not like each other. Kids, you know what I'm saying? They're not like these other rich kids out there getting high and making news headlines and that kind of thing. And they're well articulated. And so it's just so puzzling. I'm just so puzzled.
Right.
And I guess it will remain that way. And then I guess we will deal with it when we have to, if he does become the nominee. In the meantime, go Cruz!
I know, right? We have the power to stop it.
I don't care. We need to stop this man, and we need an outsider in Washington, and that is Ted Cruz. He is the confirmed. He is the steady conservative, and he's always been. I mean, they question his face. It's like Ted Cruz has always talked about his face, and I get so angry about that because, you know, Donald Trump obviously has no clue to what it means to have faith. But Rubio and Cruz, they do practice their faith. So we're about ready to run out of time. So we want to thank anybody who was tuning in tonight. We'll be here in 2 weeks. We won't be here next week. And we'll try to have more information on what a contested convention is going to look like if it looks more and more like that's where we're going. We'll know more after tomorrow night. I say to you, get out and vote like your life depends on it, because it does. Your life literally could depend on it. We are on the verge of civil war in this country, and Trump is not helping that. With that, Barbara, any last words?
Oh, that's about it. Go Cruz, and if you're yeah, if you're voting tomorrow, gosh, please really consider who you're voting for and really think the whole thing through.
Yes, don't vote because you're angry and you want to shake things up. Vote smart. Night,
right.
Everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Night, Barbara.
Good night.